Begin.
Move the desk over here, yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. Good to see everybody. Okay. First thing I want to point out is the Daf Gemina between the Cheshek Shlomo, that the Cheshek Shlomo points out. The Cheshek Shlomo is a Shlomo Ladon, a great Gaon. And he says that the Daf Gemina, Maskanas Gemara, there's a nafkamina between Acharav and Lahatos. What are the two makoros Rashi gives? The way we set it over is that what? For Ruben Elesa Kaman, how do you know you follow it when it's Efshel Avarer? How do you know you follow it? So Rashi says, Halachal Moshe Messina, or what? Or the Pasek Acharav and Lahatos. Others presented is what? The two makoros straight up, then what? What is the marker for Ruben Elesa Kaman? Is it Halachal Moshe Messina, or is it what? The Pasek. What's the nafkamina between the two makoros? So Shlomo Levilna says the following. Will you say smoch miyuta lechazaka? This or le'rubuk? Will we combine the chazaka with a mute? And will it destroy the rove? So what do you say? If you hold what? That is based on Halachal Moshe Messina, then what? Then what's the din in such a case? What'd you say? Then what? The chazaka would be, the mute with the chazaka will beat out the rove. If it's from Halachal Moshe Messina. But if it's from the Pasuk, then no matter what, it always wins. Even if the Miut has a Chazak on its side. So that's the Nafkemina Lamais we want to give between the 2 days in Rashi. Okay? The Nafkemina between the 2 days in Rashi is exactly this Nakuda. You follow me? Let's get it down. If you hold the markers, Halachal Moshe Messina, then if you have a Miut with a Chazaka, then it would beat out the Rove. But if you say it's based on the Pasuk, no matter what, Halacha L'maisa, the mute loses even with the combination of the chazaka. I'll give you an example.
If you say it's Moshe Sinai.
If you say it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, then what? Then the mute, even being helped out by the chazaka, will lose. The rove wins. I'm sorry. If the chazaka is helping out the mute, the rove loses. If it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. But if it's based on the pasuk, then the rove wins no matter what. Even if the miut has a chazaka with it. Okay? Now, I'll give you an example. What happens if you have three dayanim? Two guys say chayv and one guy says potter. One guy says potter, that means I shouldn't have to pay a penny to who? To Yehuda. Plus, I have a chazaka. So what's the din? The miut and the chazaka, do they win? No. The two dayanim that say I have to pay Yehuda, I got to listen to the two dayanim. Right? So that's very mistaber that it seems like we follow the pasuk. No, not the Halacha Moshe Messina. If there's a din tire between me and Yehuda, and they're deciding whether I have to pay, and two dayanim say I have to pay, and one dayan says I don't have to, what do you mean? One dayan is the mute, plus I have a chazaka that what? That I don't owe him any money, right? Chazaka miyikara. So why don't you combine them together? That's not the din. You follow the two dayanim, and that's it. So it seems like the pasuk is the way we hold Halacha L'maisa. But I want you to get that nafkamina down. That's what Shlomo Levilna writes. Okay, let's get to the Tosis now inside, because we got a lot to see here with the packet too as well. Rafi, go ahead, read the Tosis. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Get out from the base. Let's see inside on the bottom. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Rabbi Meir, Chaya, Shemuta, Chula. Mit Omar, Rabbi Meir, Brok Omar, Heichi, Achilinon, Mashma, the Lord Kaimodon, Rabbi Meir, the Chaya, Shemuta.
Excellent. The Gemara says, how is Rabbi Meir, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, how do you eat meat? What do you mean? Why are you only asking Rabbi Meir? Because you know why? You don't have your Gemara? Here, borrow my Gemara. Of course. Sure. In other words, the kasha is only according to Rabbi Meir. Meaning, according to us, we don't hold Shlom Yuta. So our Gemara, Aryeh, is saying black on white that what? That we're not Shlom Yuta. The Gemara only poses the question according to Rabbi Meir, how do we eat meat? Okay? Go ahead, the kasha.
The kasha. Parak halakeach behema, posig Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi halakeach behema minika min hagoy, tiv tura min habchara keshev na korach chareha. Veshimon delo merachamo le achakach yolda.
Elim Cain.
Elim Cain yolda. Avam mutam cholav lo meparta afal gavder behemos en an cholvos ela im Cain yoldos.
Period. So what's the case? You buy the behema. I buy a behema from a goy. What's the din when I buy a behema from a goy? What's it do when I buy a behema from a goy? So the halacha is I'm not sure if it's had animals yet. So the firstborn animal in my domain, is that a bechor or not? What do I have to do with the bechor? I have to give it to the kohen. So if I have to give it to the kohen, I'm not sure. Did it have an animal before or not? Did it give birth or not? Well, it's been milking. It's lactating. Now, Arya, did you look that up? Once it lactates, does it lactate for good?
I looked that part up. I was looking for the chicken one.
So once it starts lactating, as long as you continue to milk it, it will continue lactating indefinitely.
Excellent, Binyamin. So an animal, once you start lactating a cow, it's good forever. As soon as you keep doing it, right? So I guess it's similar to a woman, right? A woman can continue nursing till the baby's 4 or 5, literally, as long as she keeps nursing it. That's true. Doesn't dry up as long as you start nursing. It's the same thing. So you see the same halacha. So, rove animals, what, only milk if what? Only lactate if they've given birth. So what's the answer? The answer is that what? There's a kid walking around it. The kid walking around is indicative that it was its kid. Why do I have to rely on that? It was milk. It was lactating. The answer is I don't like the rove. I go by mute over there. That's why I had to come out in the second reasoning of the kid. So what do you see from that Gemara? That we're chosh lemuta against our Gemara. That's Tysus Kasha. Okay? Who asked this Kasha? Tysus. The Kasha. Okay? He doesn't say which one of the Balei HaTais asked the Kasha. Okay, go ahead. Now he wants to say something that we said yesterday. What did we say yesterday from Tosin Chulin? That maybe we're chosh lemuta when there's a what? Maybe we're chosh lemuta when there's a chazak on its side. Yes? Maybe Rechosh Lemu when there's a chazak on its side. What would be the chazak on its side, Rafi? Go ahead. Vavagav. Vavagav the leke. 2 lines on the bottom. Vavagav the leke. Even though there's no chazaka with the mute, what would be the chazaka? Diamrinan. So what does that mean? The mute is that there are mute of animals that don't what? There's a mute of animals that don't what? There's a mute of animals that lactate without giving birth. And also there's a chazaka that hasn't given birth. That points the direction. Any kid in my auspices should be a bechor. Maybe it's its firstborn. Again, the mute is saying that what? What is the rove? Rove animals lactate shows it's given birth already. So that means any animals in my domain is not a bechor. But we're going after the mute. There is a mute of animals that lactate without giving birth. So that points the direction that what? Animals in my domain are a what? Might be a bechor, right? So maybe the chazaka should help out the mute.
Why does that point that it's a bechor?
What did you say?
Why does it point out that animals walking around, it's a bechor?
No, not the animal walking around. Any subsequent animals that it gives birth to after I bought it might be the firstborn animal. The animal that's walking around it, we assume is the animal, but we're talking without that, remember? This all is a discussion without the animal walking around it. Without the animal walking around it, why is lactating not enough? Because I'm chosh for the mute. Plus, it might have a chazaka that what? That it never gave birth. Combine the two and say, oh, any subsequent animal that I gave her, again, everything you is without that animal walking around it, right? It's without that animal walking around it. The Gemara's case is you have the animal walking around it. But what'll be without the animal walking around it? You got two svaras. So go ahead, what does he say? That chazaka I could what? So that would be a good answer to Kasha. When am I choshes lemuta? I'm not choshes lemuta. But if it has a chazaka on its side, maybe I what? Maybe I am. So what is Tysus what? Tysus right away scratches that down. Go ahead. Oh, what does he say? On the contrary, what should we do? We should establish the vlad on a what? What is it? Well, every time an animal is about to be given birth, a calf is in the state, the chazaka mikar is that it's what? In the me'imo, it's what? It's chulin. It goes through the canal, it attains kedusha. So I'm not sure whether this animal attains kedusha, because maybe the cow had given birth to another animal before. But no matter what, there's a chazaka mikar that it's chulin. So that chazaka tells me that any animals that I have in my domain should be a what? Should not be a bechor. And that destroys the chazaka that says it never gave birth before. You follow me? What is the chazaka before?
I never gave birth.
And what does that show to me? That any subsequent animal that I have should be a bechor. Correct. But what's the chazaka that's going to erase that chazaka?
That the animal that's in the embryo is chulin.
Yes, and it only becomes kedusha when it what?
When it comes out.
But I'm not sure anyway that what? That animal is what? The firstborn animal anyway.
But you do it only. The chazaka that...
But I don't know which one. So I have a chazaka versus a chazaka. So since I have a chazaka versus a chazaka, they cancel each other out. Because I don't know whether that animal is what is the firstborn animal.
But the second comes out, isn't your chazaka gone?
Why? Why is it gone?
Chazaka is gone.
What's a chazaka? I don't know. I don't know the status of this animal. Is it the firstborn or not? But I do know that its original state was what? That it was chulin. When it goes through the canal, if it happens to be the firstborn of this animal, then it will attain kedusha. If not, it still it remains chulin. So I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So therefore, the chazakas cancel each other out, and you're left with what? You're left with a mute, and we are what? We're choshes lemuta. That's against our Gemara. Yes, yes, Binyamin.
I think you had a question on something similar to if there's an eruv that is put up around, the wire is put around the city, and obviously there's a crazy big storm. It's true that we don't know if the eruv is up, but we assume that the feskes kashas of the eruv is gone because something about the status possibly changed.
Yeah, but
100%.
But so, nothing. We don't know whether going through the canal changed it because we don't know if it's a firstborn animal.
Right, and
it's not similar.
And the wire going through the storm. We don't know if it came down.
No, because that's a shinui gadol. This is a shinui. That's a shinui gadol. If the ruach shenei mitzuya, that destroys the wire. This does not destroy. We don't. It doesn't. We don't know if it destroyed the chazaka. It's 50-50. You don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying, Yehuda?
I do. I don't.
The child that is walking around makes no difference. Why is a child walking around makes no difference? Because whose auspices was that born under? When the goy owned it. When a goy owns something, it's not a bechor. It has no kedushas bechor. So we're talking about without the animal being around. The animal being around clinched it. We're saying, what happens if we didn't have an animal walking around it?
Right.
So we have a chazaka to say it never gave birth. And we have a chazaka to say the animal that came out is what is chulin. Now, what you might be bothered by is that don't look at the child in utero, look at the mother. That the Rush argues in Bechairis. The Rush argues in Bechairis, you look at the mother. You don't look at the child in utero. You understand what I'm saying? The Rush argues, on the Rebbeinu Tam argues on the Rush, and says you don't look at the what? The child. You look at the mother. The mother's kovet. Did the mother lactate? Does the mother not lactate? Okay? This line is according to the Rush, not according to the Rebbeinu Tam. Okay? So again, I'll say, what's bothering you about it, Yehuda? In other words, if I don't have the child walking around the cow, how do I know whether it gave birth at all first? So what do I do? How do I know? Well, it's lactating. Rove animals lactate shows it what? Gave birth.
Go.
No. There's a mute that says not. And also there's a chazaka that it never gave birth before. Now, what's the chazaka on the other side that's going to destroy that?
That while it was in the embryo, it was...
It was chulin. And I don't know whether when it goes through the canal it should attain kedusha. I don't know that. So let me go on the chazaka miyikara that what? It did not. So you have a mute and a chazaka on one side, a chazaka on the other side. The chazakas cancel each other out, or you're left with the mute.
I just don't get where the second chazaka is coming from to say that one.
The chazaka is looking at the state of this embryo. The state of this embryo is a calf inside. At that point in the mother, it's chulin. If you would shech the mother at that point and take out the calf, that's called that. You know what that's called? Ben pakua. That would, you could eat that because the shechita on the mother goes for the kid inside. It's a viable entity, and we're looking at that entity. So you look at the fact that it's chulin. We know that's for sure chulin. That was a presumptive status. Did it change when it went through the canal? I don't know whether it's the firstborn. If it's the firstborn, it would change. It would become a bakor. If it's not, it stays. So that chazaka tells me that it's chulin. So I have to decide, this cow now I bought, has a first time it gives birth, 4 months later, I make a kiddush for everyone, is this animal bechor or not? Is it or not? Well, I have a mute telling me it was milking, the mother milked from the very outset. So doesn't that show that it's not the firstborn? No, there's a mute that says it does. Plus, his chazaka never gave birth. Oh, that points the direction it's a kadosh. It's a bechor. The other direction is when it was in utero, it was chulin. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the chazakas can't switch on. I'm glad he asked. It's not easy. I want you to get down in your notes. It's against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion you don't look at the kid. You only look at the mother. We don't look at the kid's state. The Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh is like our Tosos. That, you know, because I was a little bit bothered by that. It's not a viable thing. It is viable, though. If you shechted it and you took it out, it would be fine. So therefore, we're back to the steer. Okay, excellent. That line we didn't go through good yesterday. Now, Baruch Hashem, we went through it. Okay, go ahead. So we're back to the kasha. Our Gemara is not chosh lemir, and the Gemara b'chari is chosh lemir. Don't give me the business that over there has a chazak and alparat, has no chazak and alparat. Which Tosus and Shas says that a chazak with the mir wins? Tosus and chulu what daf? Pei vavam and aleph. Right? And Tosus and b'chari is daf chof. Which Tosus has a suffix about it? Yavam is daf kuf yutes. Remember we mentioned yesterday? There are three Tosim on this concept. Does a mute help out the chazaka or not? Tyson Pevomanov says yes. Tyson Yavamas Kufyutes says I'm not sure. Okay? Kufyutes? Kufyutesimanov. In Yavamas says I'm not sure whether it helps out or not. Those are the Kufyutesimanov de Moscow. Okay? That's the chiddush you want to bring out. All right, very good. Go ahead, Rafi. Doing a great job. Now, V'yei Shlomar.
V'yei Shlomar, Rabbi Yochanan on Tosei Kubosei, Elo v'ho d'lo merachamo, Elo im kein yoldo.
What does that mean? It means like this. That Rabbi Yochanan only paskas like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case where the kid's walking around with the calf. Where the kid's walking around with the cow. The calf's walking around with the cow. What does that show, slam dunk? That it already gave birth. However, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel himself rely on lactating? No, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Does he himself rely on lactating? At this point, it does. No, he doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan says, therefore, on that, I beg to differ with you, Ariel. Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree that lactating would be enough. You don't need the kid, the calf, to be walking around to show it gave birth. You got me? Rabbi Yochanan himself says, I agree with you about the kid, but I don't agree with you about what? I don't agree with you about when what? What do I don't agree with you about? Lactating. When it's just lactating. Because Rav Shmuel said lactating is not enough. Rav Yochanan says, I think it's enough because I go bus a rov. So don't tell me, don't walk away from this Gemara and think that we're chosh lemiyuta. Rav Yochanan is not chosh lemiyuta. Okay? Rav Shmuel Gamliel might be at this point, but I'm not. Go ahead.
Benof gemina lehecha shirinuha l'shahaya l'cholof p'yemreda d'ahi lo mepachim etam cholof.
Excellent. So then you might ask yourself the question, if Rabbi Yochanan likes both, he likes the kid walking around, the calf walking around, and lactating, why do you need the kid walking around? Just rely on lactating. What's the answer? The answer is we saw that what? We saw this calf at like three days old, lactating. So we know it's from the mute. We know it's from the mute. We absolutely know it's from the mute. Lactating doesn't show that it gave birth. We know at 3 days old in its life it was lactating, it was giving out milk. So the only way you can get out of it, the only way you can get out of it and say that what? That any subsequent kid that's born under my domain is not a b'chor, is if what? If I see that calf that grew up to be a cow has its own calf and the calf's walking around it. That's why you need that other reasoning. You understand what I'm saying? Tosfos saying you need that other reasoning. Because you might say, Lamaisa, why can't you what? Just rely on lactating. What do you got to say the kid for? Because we're talking about a case where we know it's for sure the mute. We saw this calf at 3 days old in its life lactating. So we know it's from the mute. And then it grows up. It grows up and has its own calf. And I buy it. I buy it. So I buy it. What happens? I want to know whether my subsequent animals are b'chor. What's the answer? The answer is it's not. Because I know that this calf's walking around it. You follow me?
Yeah.
Rafi, just read one more line there so far, and then we'll go Vaikam. Just read that. The Efsher. Wow, now he backs out of it. He says, even Rav Shimon Gamliel says lactating enough is good. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel says lactating. So why did they say the case that the calf's walking around its mother? Because why? Because it's talking about that case where we know for sure it's from the mute. If you know for sure it's from the mute, then what? Then the lactating doesn't show anything. So the only thing that'll be a clincher that it had kids before is if there's a calf walking around it. So not only Rabbi Yochanan holds a lactating, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like lactating. So everything's great. Yes, go ahead, Rafi.
Does this not count as Toli B'Maisa or
not? Is this considered to be a Toli B'Maisa? A robe that's totally been mice? I don't think it's a mice. You mean milking, you mean?
I'm like relying on the...
Remember we said bia wasn't... Bia's nus was, but not regular bia.
No, I'm saying the cow being floated around by a calf, isn't that like it's a mice, like you're sort of like.
That's not really a mice. It's more natural. You know what I'm saying? We did bring up once Rov Toli B'Maisa. We had asked that kasha. Remember we asked that kasha a while ago on this Gemara. What was the answer? You guys remember? We asked that kasha Rov Toli B'Maisa. Remember what the teretz was, Rafi? I don't remember the mice.
Brian and Jesus.
What'd you say?
There's Brian and Jesus.
Yeah, was it with the cheeses? So what did we say about that? You remember? Very good, Ariel. What was the teretz that we said to get out of that?
We said, well, I'm not sure. I thought we said that's the machlokas and we are not kosher me.
But a rove that's totally b'maisa, we said, is not a good rove, right?
Because we said that there's a machlokas, and whenever there's a machlokas, then we're gonna be, then we're not gonna be kosher me.
We're not gonna be kosher me. You mean?
Yeah. When it comes to.
He said the Ramban said. Rov that's totally b'maisa, we said, was shchiach. Remember that? When it's totally b'maisa, we don't go baser rov. She was davar shein totally b'maisa, who's shchiach. Vasher gam amiut totally. I remember the teretz. That's only when the mute what is the only time a rov that's totally b'maisa is not a what is not a good rov is when the mute also is totally b'maisa. You follow me? A rove that's tali b'maisa is not a good rove when the miut is not tali b'maisa. But if they're both tali b'maisa, the rove is good. So what's the miut here? The miut is that they both lactate. You follow me? The only question is, did it give birth? So I think that would answer your kasha. You know what I'm saying? The rove is tali b'maisa, that it's got to be milked, and the miut is what? It's also milking. The question is, did it give birth? So I don't think it's a kasha. Okay? All right. Very good. Go ahead, let's go now. Mike and Titus goes. Guys, let's go. We gotta finish it. Go ahead. Let's go.
Bahashta Osi Shape, the Ashikhan Rabbi Shimon between Gamlea, the little Chayish Lemuta. Bereish called Hatslomim.
About Azara Dafwad. Right, the low Gazar.
The low Gazar Shom and Commerce. Atu also will come Kid Gazar and Mea Hosom.
Oh, goes well now that Rabbi Shimon Gamlea is not Chayish Lemuta. Not only does Rebbe Yochanan not, but Rebbe Shimon Gamliel in the Bechor is not choshes. Because what does he say in Avodah Zarah? Anytime you have a tzelem, what does it say? Anytime you have a tzelem, Rameir says, any tzelem we assume was worshipped as Avodah Zarah. Because one time a year in his place, they asher. They do it. So he ashered all tzelem everywhere in the world, on the planet Earth. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, it's ridiculous. We're not choshes l'myuta. So Rebbe Shimon Gamliel now is in line of what he was saying in Bechoros. He's not choshes l'myuta in Bechor, he's not choshes l'myuta in Avodah Zarah. Beautiful. Excellent. Go ahead. You know what he argues over there on one detail? What's the detail that he argues over there? He has to be holding anything, right? I think Reb Meir says he has to be holding a bird.
Reb Meir said anything, and then Chachamim said it has to be holding a bird, a staff, or a ball.
And what does Reb Shimon Gamliel say?
He says anything.
So Reb Shimon Gamliel is like the Chachamim.
Yeah.
No, he says specific. He's not specific about what it's holding. The Chachamim say it has to be holding three specific
things.
He's
a more general version of
it. What does Reb Meir say?
Reb Meir said it doesn't have to hold anything. It's just a statue.
Okay, fine. So you see they're arguing only on a detail. Excellent. But Rav Shimon Gamliel in general is not Chayish L'myuta.
He also wasn't. Rav Meir goes there on every place based on his place.
Yes.
On every statue.
Exactly. All the tzlamim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I'm not Chayish L'myuta. Right. What motivated Rav Meir to do it? Because it's Chayish L'myuta. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I don't hold like that. Go ahead. Right. Rav Yochanan hand base ate from Shechitas Kusi. Below what? Remember there was a group of guys, a minority of guys were bowing down to the image of this of the dove,
And
they threw out all the kusim because of a small miut? Right. That's Reb Meir's chosh to mute. Reb Yochanan says, I don't hold like that. And therefore now Reb Yochanan is consistent with what he said in Mechayrus. He's not chosh to mute, he's not chosh to mute also in Chulun. So Reb Shimon Gamliel is not chosh to mute, Reb Yochanan is not chosh to mute, everything's beautiful. Okay? Everything's beautiful. The Gemara in Mechayrus Lamaisa. The Gemara in Mechayrus Lamaisa never said Yechosh L'myuta. It was a special, specific case. What was the specific case? Where we know for sure it was a mute. We saw it at the 3 days old. It was lactating. Go ahead.
Sarah
Yuchasin. If you look in Kedushin.
Gabe Shnei Devorim Shein Bein Dasa Shol Ba'asa Nakosuv. Mashma Nami Rabbi Yuchadan Karabonan Rabbi Meas Gurei.
So what do we normally say? Savik Tumor Versus Yachin is what? It's Tomei. What happens if it's an inanimate object that can't answer questions? It's Tahar. However, what happens if it's what? There are two things that we made like a what? Like it has Das. This is one of the two cases. I forgot to look up the other case. Leonetta will have to mention it tomorrow. But what's this case? We've mentioned it before. Row of babies play with rats. Okay? At least according to what? Let's assume like row of babies play with rats. Amir babies don't play with rats. Correct. What's the dough? Has a chazaka mikara that it's what? Tahara. So what are the mayors? What do the chum say? The chum say mitar. No, I'm sorry. The chum say mitame. Because the row of babies play with rats. Their hands are tame. That beats out the what? The mute. Mute is like it doesn't exist. And that beats out the chazaka that the dough is tahara. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. What does the mayor say? Tahar. Because you combine the mute with the chazaka and it weakens the row. Yes? Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan say over there? You should really burn that truma. Any truma or challah becomes tameh, you got to burn. Why doesn't he burn it? This is what I looked up last night. Why doesn't he burn it? Because the ruba the what? Lesa kaman. It's only statistical rov. I'll give you the case where he says to burn it. Listen to this. You have a house where you're not sure whether it was a frog. There's legs of an animal. Legs of a frog or legs of a rat that are sitting on this dough. Rove of it is rats. A mute is what? Frogs. What do you do in that case? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you burn the thing. Because that's a ruba to what? Isa, come on. Rashi writes, Beferish Kedusha, that Pam and Alf. Please get this down. That a ruba disa come on is stronger than ruba lesa come on, like we had in our Gemara. Ruba disa come on, we had a marker. We spent a whole block to try to find a marker of ruba lesa come on. Ruba disa come on is stronger, and therefore you burn it. But what do you see Rabbi Yochanan goes? Basa rove. So this is an example that Bilkin goes bus a rove. But the Gemara was said as an exception to the rule, because normally what? Dashen olishol, Savik Tom Yishiz Yachin is what? Is tar, not tumit, right? But here we made it like it had das, and therefore we're metame the dough. But why don't you burn the dough? You don't burn the dough by a ruba what? The lesa come on. Rove babies play with rats, that's statistical. But if you're in a house where you have rove rats against frogs, a mute of frogs, what do you do in that case? That's a Ruben Lesa come on, and Ruben Issa come on. What do? You burn the thing. But Ben Kovacol, Rabbi Yochanan holds what? You go bus a rove. So everything's fine and dandy now. Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Gulul, everyone else always goes bus a rove. They're not going to shlemuta. Okay, go ahead. Is that clear? You got it? Clear, Aryeh? You got it? Yeah, in other words, we're coming from the perspective Rabbi Yochanan is what? Always goes bus to the rove, not going to shlemuta. So the Gemara has a case of Kedushin. That normally Sovik Tum Rishis Yachin is what? Tame. But if it's an inanimate object, what do we say? The Sovik is what? Is Tahar. This Gemara says, no, we treat this din as being like it has a wisdom. It has an intellect to answer a question. And therefore the din will be what? Tame. What's the case? Rove babies play with rats. A mute of babies don't play with rats. What's the chazaka of the Isa? The dough? It's Tahar. What do the Chum say? Rubu chazaka Rubu Metamin. It's Tomei. The mute is non-existent. Okay? Now what should you lead you to do? You should burn it. Rebecca says don't burn it. Tolan. Tolan means it's a suffix. Don't eat it, but don't burn it. Why not burn it? It's Tomei, isn't it? Because it's a Ruba de Lesa. Come on. Statistical is not as strong. Where's the case where Yochanan would say you burn it? The next line in Kedushin says, what's the case? You have a house where it's a Ruba de Lesa. Come on. There's rove rats, a mute of frogs. And you find legs of something on the dough. It's either a leg of a what? It's either a leg of a rat or a leg of a frog. Based on the rove, we assume it's a leg of a rat. And therefore we what? We burn the dough. There Rabbi Yochanan says you burn the dough. Why? Because Rashi is a ruba de what? Issa kaman. Excellent. Okay? But you see Rabbi Yochanan is coming from the perspective that we love roves. We're not kosher mutah. Okay? Rashi says in a kedushin. Please get this down. It says in a one line there. I'll show it to you tomorrow. Lean in and says, beautiful Rashi. He just says double potion. That's a very good riot, guys. A Ruben Issa come on is stronger than a what? Ruben Lesa come on. We brought another riot from our Gemara, remember? Our Gemara says Ruben Issa come on, we have a mucker. Ruben Lesa come on, we're looking for what? Makoros, right? Doesn't that imply that Ruben Issa come on is stronger because we for sure have a mucker? So if I ask you, give me two riots where Ruben Issa come on is stronger, it's our Gemara and Rashi and Kedushin. But nonetheless, it fits beautifully. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Raf. You're doing a great job. He says what? Rabbi Yochanan holds what? We're not kosher lemuta. We go baser rov. Okay, go ahead.
La Maute Muriam Ogvino is based
on Nike.
Nike is Tomah Rabbi Meir.
So what's the kasha? Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Pirkein Ma'amidim says what? He says the Stam Mishnah says if you have fish brine, you know what fish brine is? I'm not sure if I know what fish brine is. You know, I guess it's kind of, I always view it like that, you know, that sauce for the gefilte fish? It's kind of like, yeah, some of that stuff. So we're always afraid a goy put wine in there, which would be Stam Yenim. So you're not allowed to eat that stuff. And also the cheeses from Beis Onaiki, they sometimes deify those behemoths. So any cheese is made from those cows, forget about it. Why? Because Rechoshish Lahu, Lemuta, like Reb Meir. Now, a Stam Mishnah has a lot of power. What does Stam Mishnah mean? Anonymous. That's on what daf? Lamed Heyem Ebeiz and Avodah Zarah. So Reb Yochanan says that Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, is according to Reb Meir. Must be you are Chosh Lemuta, Reb Yochanan. I thought we just got through saying that what?
He wasn't.
What's the answer? Hassam, go ahead.
Hassam, Havay Stam.
Beautiful. There is a cloud that overrides that. If you have a presentation of a topic and the Stam Mishnah is presented before, and then right afterwards, a few blot later, there's a presentation of a topic, but it's a machlokus, that negates the power of a Stam Mishnah. And that's exactly what happens here. On Daf Mem Amud Beis was the Mishnah that you said over very nicely, Jake. The three shitas, that negates the power of the Stam Mishnah. And therefore, you know what? Shkoyach Lamed Hey was a Stam Mishnah. I don't care. The very next Mishnah presents a Machlokes Tana, and we side with the Tana that says we are not Chosh Shlem Yutah. So don't tell me that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan, don't tell me that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan conveyed the Mishnah as being Stam Mishnah, being like Rabbi Meir, that is absolutely baloney. Because the next Mishnah presents a Machlokes in Tanaim, and those Tanaim argue on Rabbi Meir. So now we keep Rameir in line that it's, he's not Choshes Lawat, he's not Choshes Lemuta. Okay, go ahead. We got this so far? So to summarize Tosis, how would you say it? Summarize Tosis, how would you say it? How would you summarize Tosis so far? That he's keeping strong that we are not Choshes Lemuta. He said Reb Yochanan doesn't hold of it. Reb Shem Gamliel doesn't hold of it. He says the Gemara Bechairis, which we thought did hold of it, it's talking about a special case. We know for sure it was from the mute, but if we wouldn't know, we wouldn't be Chosh Lemute. If we would not know, we'd go Basarov. The lock, stock, and barrel. He's knocking down one at a time, all these Gemaras. Go ahead. The Perek what?
The Perek Rabbi Eliezer Demina.
The Kaimalan.
Kaimalan Hossam Kavose, Afagav the Ruban Ainon of Fallen, the Chay Toch Shmoni Yovim Behemas, Shrin and Hossam Vadoch as then on Vasa Ruban.
Excellent. So he says, I got a problem. Rahman al Tzlan, we talked about that baby on Shabbos that passed away, Rahman al Tzlan. But let's talk about a case that a baby died before 30 days of its life. A navel is literally means a stillborn. But a navel could mean a baby was born alive, but if it's sickly, it's also called a navel. So Reb Shimon Gamliel makes a comment and says that if a baby doesn't live 30 days, it's viewed as being a navel. Why? Why did it die? Let's say it was perfectly healthy and it fell off the roof, God forbid. Or a lion ate it, God forbid. A perfectly healthy baby at day 15. What do we say about that baby? We say that baby was a nafel. Why? Rove babies that are born, thank God, are not what? Nafels. A mute are. What do we see from here? We're choshes lemuta. And similarly, a behema, which we're going to get into now with the packet. Similarly with a behema, says in the Chumash, we're going to read, before 8 days born, you cannot shechta an animal. Both for kachim, for karbonos, and both for chulin too. Why? Because we're afraid before 8 days it might be a what? A nafel. What's a nafel? A stillborn. But don't call a nafel a what? A trefa. Call it a what? A nevela. Remember we discussed the difference? A nevela is you shoot a cow dead. It's like it was born dead. Different. A nevela is different than a trefa. So when we say what? Nafel. Nafel references a nevela. Please get that. So we're going to get to the details. So you see that what? All of a sudden, we're koshel mutum. If a human being, a baby, does not make it 30 days, it's considered to be a what? A nafel. An animal that doesn't make it to 8 days, it's considered to be a nafel. What are you talking about? Rove human beings that are born, thank God, are not nafels. Rove animals that are born are not nafels either. So why are you saying that we're koshish for it? Goes against the whole mahalach of the Taisus. That's what Taisus is asking. Clear, Yehuda? Yes, go ahead, Ariel.
Why can't we say that some cases are going to be koshish mutas and some are not? Meaning, like, in the first daf that we had in Hulin, we said hakol shoftin could be lekachila, or it could be bidyavid in some cases. So why can't we say the same thing here?
Because we don't assume that. We assume halacha lomas hakol shoftin is lekachila, and we assume that what? We assume
so
that
I'm saying hakol in general could be...
I understand that, but when we go Basarov, it's not just Bidiyavid, it's even L'chachila. That's our Mesorah.
Okay.
That's what the Gemara said. I mean, it's a good suggestion, but we don't assume like that. We assume full-blown Rov, even L'chachila. So what's going on here? That's the Kasha. Okay, let's take a look at the packet. Aryeh, please, let's look in the packet, and I want distractions, okay? Let's read the Pasuk in Chumash. You're doing a great job, Rafi. Let's see. Okay, you have a... Take, please. Go ahead. Vidabir Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, go ahead. You know the chiddush of Lemor. You know what Lemor means? Gemara and Yuma Daftalit means saying, but we learn a halacha from here. You're not allowed to say over to someone unless they told you you can. Otherwise, you assume he said it told you in confidence. Unless he told you explicitly, I have no problem telling you. If you're like, if it's something that's obvious, okay, you know, they wouldn't mind, of course. I'm talking about something that's in the middle. It's parva. You're not sure whether you can say it over? It says in the Chumash, Lemor. Hashem told Moshe to say over. If he didn't say Lemor, maybe he had no heter to say it over. So Gemara and Yuma, okay? And Daftali, go ahead. Shor or what?
Shor or Chesev or Eiz, Ki Yivole, Vayoshiv Ashtilam Tachazimo, Yom Hashmini V'Hala, Yerot Tzedekoban Ishel Hashem.
Beautiful. That's the Pasuk. Okay? You know how to, you guys at Lane, right, Yehudi Lane, this is from Yontif, for Shor Ochesed, right? So let's look at the Torah Tamima on the bottom here, okay? It's fascinating, okay? Go ahead, Kufayin Beis. Guys, take a look at this Beferish, the Torah Tamima. Yeah, go ahead, Kufayin, it's Kufayin Beis.
Underline.
Okay?
In the last.
Well, underline there. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Kufayin Beis, go ahead. Oh, what's the reason of this din? Because you don't want to put in a veil on the Mizbeach, right? Go ahead. Wow, until 8 days, it's possible it might be a nafel. Go ahead. Chen Kaimalan, we paskin. Wow, for eight, you also have to wait this shear for chulin. It's not just for kabbanos. In the Pasuk in Chumash Binyamin, what do you get the impression? Aryeh? I think it's this, if it's...
I'm typing.
Okay, you type in notes and yes. Yeah? Okay. You get the impression it's talking about what?
Kachim.
Talking about Kachim. It says Karban Yeratz Lashem. But what about Chulin? Go ahead. Rak Hanafkemina. So you got to wait for both Chulin and Kachim. Go ahead. So let's get that down. Chulin, you only have to wait till the night of the eighth day. You know, in halacha, always the night is the beginning. Mm-hmm. So in chulin, you don't have to wait up to the night. To the night. Go ahead. You got to wait till the morning. Why? Because you don't makrif karbanos at night. So that's one nafkamina. So let's get this down. The halach of waiting 8 days for all animals applies to both chulin and kachim. The chumash presented by kachim, we apply it to chulin. But what's the difference between chulin and kachim nafkamina ladina? Chulin, you'll have to wait till when? The night of the eighth day. Kachim, you got to wait till when?
Morning.
The morning. Excellent. Go ahead. V'ayin?
V'ayin, Barambam, Perak Dalet, Halachat Dalet. L'mal Cholos, Asuros,
Ubiordea.
Simon
Tetvov, yeah. We're going to see that, God willing. Is that what?
Dalfko Beloya Dinan Shah Cholulo
That's only if you know, you don't know if it's full-term pregnancy. Kalu means finished, chadash of its months. That's only if you don't know that it's, you don't know if it's full-term. Aval, if you know what, go ahead.
Aval b'yadush shokhul chadoshov dahaynu ben tes liksav ben hay.
Ben tisha lagasa, 9 months for a large animal. Uben what?
Hay ledaka muta.
Or 5 months for a smaller animal, mutter. So what does he say? This whole concern of 8 days is only by what? A non-full-term pregnancy. If it was a full-term pregnancy, you could eat it the day it was born. Checked it. Because we're not worried about nafal. The only time we're worried about nafal is when it's not a full-term.
At what point does it become full-term?
Not full 9 months. I mean, into the 9 month? Let's assume full 9 months, okay?
Okay. Anything after that is...
Yeah, everything after that is for sure full-term. I'm talking before that. Anything that's an 8 month pregnancy, 7 month, is not full term. Go ahead. I didn't know that for a DACA, it's only 5 months. Okay, go ahead.
We haven't done that. Oh,
I'm sorry. Aval akulu chadashu ani b'chid l'chazim mutter lecho bo biyom mishum devadai. You know it's not a nafal. V'inei lefize. Also, by kachim, you have to be mechalic like this. What do you mean?
That it needs to be a full-term pregnancy.
Yes, but full-term pregnancy by kachim, what do we assume? You don't have to wait the what?
8 days.
You don't have to wait the 8 days. We've never found that anywhere in kachim, right? We never found that anywhere in kachim. Go ahead, Aval Adaraba.
Adaraba, Mesugya, the...
Rosh Hashanah, Vavam, and Beis, Mavuar. So let's get that down. By Kachim, the din is not true. There's no difference in full term and non full term. You always got to wait 8 days by Kachim. Even though Alpisvara would make sense, right? So get that down. The two Nafkaminis, what are the two Nafkaminis we're saying so far? You wait until the night by what? Kulin? By Kachim, you got to wait until the morning of the 8th day. What's number two? By chulin, if it's kolo charash, it's full term, you can eat it the shechta the day it's born. By kachim, you got to wait 8 days no matter what. Even though al pi seichel would make sense. Go ahead. Mekain kach from a Rambam.
Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Yisurim is beach. But tzorich lema atam b'zeh. Mishum.
The gzeres are kach of who?
Kachim shelo lechelik b'zeh.
Don't be mechalik by kachim between full term and non full term. Why? Hashem gave a din and that's it. He didn't make shiurim. That it depends whether it's full term or not. It's a plain din you read in the Chumash very nicely. Until 8 days, you cannot be makam and done. Go ahead.
V'chein mashma.
Ayin, did the what? The Mishnah Melech Sham. So what is the, so what does the Torah to me say? He says beautifully. He says there is such a din by chulin, as well as kachim. The difference is by chulin you wait until the night, kachim you got to wait until the morning. And by chulin if it's full term, you don't have to wait at all. You can check the day it's born. By kachim you must always wait. Why must you always wait? It's exeris akasif. We don't make shirim, we don't make distinction shirim. Well, Hashem gave us a din and that's it. Even though it would make sense, but we don't do that. Okay? So if I ask you, give me two nafkimis between chulin and kachim regarding this din, we know it. Lail and yom, and also what? Full term. Okay, Joe? You got it? In other words, by chulin, you only have to wait till the night of the 8th day. You can eat the steak the night of the 8th day. Shechta for yourself, no problem. But when it comes to what? You have to shechta the night. You can only shechta the night, though. There's candles, a light. So you, that's another different shechta. You're not supposed to shechta the night if you can't see what's going on, obviously. And what else? By kachim, you got to wait till the morning. What's the other nafkamina? Even if it's full term, by kachim, you must wait. Whereas chulin, you don't have to wait. Chulin, you can check the day it's born. If it's full term, kachim, you must wait. Even though it makes sense, I'll be smart, we don't make a difference. Okay? Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. I want you to look inside the next page because I want you to get a taste of this. No pun intended, right? I want you to get a taste in this of this real halacha. Okay? Is this a real halacha? Take a look, Ralph. You're doing a great job. And then we got to get back to Tais to try to finish it up. Go ahead. Simin Tetvav in your day. Go ahead. Zifalov, yeah, read the Machaber.
Efroach. Efroach calls man shelo yetzei
Excellent. If you have a chick that hasn't hatched yet, yes? You know, there are two types of eggs. Fertilized eggs and non-fertilized eggs. Fertilized eggs means a chick will come out and be hatched. Non-fertilized is the ones you eat in the kitchen. Right? Yeah? Now, what happens if you have an egg that's fertilized and you hatch it? You prematurely hatch it yourself. And the animal comes out. I think the animal will die. I think almost if it doesn't naturally hatch, it will die. But let's say when you hatched it, you opened up, it was viable. Are you allowed to eat that? No, says the Mechaber. It's usser. Even if you checked it, because it's like a stillborn, it's like an avela. So read that again. It said, Ephroa Kozman, a chick. Kozman Jawad. Excellent. Once it comes out naturally, then it's mutter miyad if you shecht it. Okay, you can't eat it, obviously. Live, you can't eat it live and you have to shecht it, but if you shecht it, it's mutter. Okay, Siv Beis. What's kalu mean again? It finished its months. It was full term. Dahainu. It's actually a good question, Rafi, which says at the beginning of the 9 months, the whole 9 months. Let's assume it's the whole 9 months. We'll have to look into that. Go ahead. What do you say? Yeah, we're not close to maybe Nisrasku. What is the remote? Nichtishu v'nichtu. It got smashed and like cut up. A var of its limbs. You know, through the pains of the labor, maybe its limbs got smashed up. We're not cautious for that. If it had full term. If it was full term and it was good. If it was full term and it was good, we assume it's fine. We're not assuming it got crushed. What happens if it what? What's the din if you let it yourself?
With full term and it got what?
With the hatch bird. If it's full term, we assume it's good. We're not cautious that its limbs got messed up when it came out. Now, I said if you hatch a bird, what's the din? Did you look it up?
Yeah, so there's a lot of chicken help forums, apparently.
Chicken what?
Help forums.
Help and farms?
Help forums.
Like, just what is the answer? Does it live or not?
Apparently they said, from what I read, almost definitely going to die.
Okay, fine. So we were right. Okay, go ahead.
Let's pose when you need him.
What'd you say?
Let's pose.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go ahead. Go ahead. V-main yadua. Oh, there it is. If you don't know whether it's full term, what's the din? It's a suffik nafel, it's usser, until the beginning of the night of the Shemini. Yes? So you got that? So you got to be machmer. Okay? You got to be machmer. It's an interesting chiddush. Read the Sif Gimel. This is the whole simon, guys. You did a whole simon in your day. Go ahead, Sif Gimel. Excellent. You can't rely on a goy who tells you that what? It's already 8 days old. You can't. You have to count 8 days from the thing you saw, time you saw it. We don't trust them. Isn't that interesting? You cannot buy from a goy, small calves, kids, even though he's saying to you that they're 8 days. You can't trust them. Okay? Now look at the Taz there. Read that Taz there. Sifkan Dalet. Everyone got it? I don't think I underlined it. Right there. Sifkan Dalet. Ain Sonkin. Yeah, look at that Taz. Go ahead.
Ain Sonkin ala over the Chodim. Kasha ha hu sofix
sik. Hahav is sveik sveika. It's a sveik sveika. What's sveik sveika always mean? It's mutter. Why do you pass an usher, Machaber? Go ahead. Maybe it wasn't full term. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Maybe it was full term. And even if it wasn't full term, maybe it's already 8 days old. Isn't that a great kasha? Yeah, what's a sveik sveika? Maybe it's full term, and even if it's not full term, what's the din? Maybe it's already 8 days. So a sveik sveika is mutter. So how can the Machaber pass an usher? Go ahead. Yesh Lomar. The sphere lake Yesh Omrim is Simon Kufiot Sifches.
The Dobash Yesh Lo Matirin Lo Mahane Beis Sveik Sveika.
Oh, there is a Shita that says that if it's a. What's a Dobash Yesh Lo Matirin? There's a way to get out of it. What's the way to get out of this? Wait another 8 days. So why rely on the Sfek Sfeika? Wait another 8 days. So whenever you have a Sfek Sfeika against a Davar Shishlo Matirin, we normally say Davar Shishlo Matirin wins and wait. However, there is a Shita, go ahead. Ach Kosha.
Ach Kosha Al Ramah.
Shekos of Sham. What do you mean? I need my chicken. I need my meat. I can't wait another 8 days. You're making a chasen. You're making a bar mitzvah. Shabbos. Go ahead. Shabbos. Yeah. King Kosher b'Torah Schatas Sof Ayin Dal b'Shem Aran.
The Hakel.
Sveik Sveika. B'Yesh Lo Matirin. Also here he should have been matir based on the Sveik Sveika. Afilu what?
Afilu below Namnos Hakusi.
Forget about the goy. You don't have to believe the goy. I have a principle in halacha that a Sveik Sveika beats out a Davar Shishlo Matirin. It's a great kasha, no? Why does the Machaber say it's Aser? Go ahead. What's the terrors?
Yishlova the ain't shayech kan.
Sveik Sveika.
The MK.
Dal Korcha.
Yesh kan Sofik Nevel Olo.
V'yef shor l'cha lomar
im tim se lomar nefel v'ein ze domelis sofik zinsa deperakamo deksubos betosvos.
Wow. What's a classical Sveik Sveika we always say in Shas? Guy buries a woman. He claims that she was a pesa basur. She was not a basur. He claims she was a boo. So 98% of the time he's not believed. Because there's a Sveik Sveika. They had 12 months between Erison and Nisun. So number one is, was she mezana with another man before the erison? Ain't no tachnov. Then she's still mutter. She might not get $200. She'll get $100 in tzuba because she's a bu'ula. But the other possibility is after erison she would be usher. So it's 50-50. But within the category after erison she was with another man. Maybe she was what? Maybe she was raped. So it's 25-25. So you do the math. Take out your calculators. 75% are mutter. 25% usher. You understand what I just said, Ariel? Okay, good. That's what I want you to tell me. Okay? Eino Tachtav. She was with another man, Kodem Erison. She's mutter. If it was Tachtav, what's the din? If it was Tachtav, it was after Erison. If she was what? She was raped. She's also mutter. She did it willingly with another man. She's usher. This is 50%. This is 25%. This is 25%. Do the math. 75 mutter, 25 is usher. That's why it's Sveik Sveik. This is the classical Sveik Sveik and Shas. Sveik, Sveika, mutter, mitam, rov. According to what? Rashba. Rashba says mutter, mitam, rov. You got that?
Yeah.
Isn't this a Sveik Sveika? Full term? Mm-hmm. Or maybe it wasn't even full term. But even if it wasn't full term, maybe it's already 8 days old. Yeah. Why does the Machaber say it's awesome? What's the answer?
Can you add another suffix that maybe the girl is telling the truth?
Okay, we assume they don't tell the truth. It's not a suffix. We don't assume that. We assume that we can't trust them at all.
Well, the tell the truth is
it's a good question. We assume they're not trustworthy. Well, listen to this, though.
Isn't the tell the truth 8 days?
Listen to this. What?
Talking, isn't that the same thing as 8 days?
No, but we don't trust that doesn't come up.
Reference the same thing though, isn't it?
Okay, but it's not based on the goy. You understand the Sveik Sveika? Why say? Why does the Machaber say it's usher? Again, maybe it's full term. Even if it's not full term, maybe it's 8 days. So you know what he says? Amazing thing. He says this is not a legitimate Sveik Sveika because it's all the same suffix. Is it a nafel or is it not a nafel? That's all. And that's called shame onus chadu. Shame onus chadu means if it's all the same genre of suffix, tosus mechadish and ksubis tesimanaf, shame onus chadu, lo nikra sveik sveiker. Isn't that amazing? Not called the sveik sveiker, it's all the same genre. Is it full term or not full term? And even if it's not full term, maybe it's 8 days. It's all whether to say, is it a nafel or not a nafel? This case, there are two different sveikers. When was she mezana? And even if she was mezana, after erison, maybe she was raped. They're two different concepts. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Taz says this is not a good Sveik Sveika. That's why the Machaber's machmer. Okay. Now, I want to just point something out. One sec, Jake. There is a shita, there is a shita that says, I mean, the Rama doesn't argue here. But I want to give you an example. Please get this down, Natan. Let's say I have a piece of bread on the desk. Let's say I have a piece of bread. Are you guys familiar with the Isra of Chadash? It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Chadash is asur min ha-tayr. First year of a wheat, 5 grains. I have a piece of bread. I'm hungry. I want to have a sandwich. Corned beef sandwich right in front of me. Okay? I'm hungry. Corned beef sandwich. Is this, let's say I rely on the Bach. I'm not makpid for Chadash. The Bach says if it's owned by Goyim, Rove wheat in America is owned by Goyim, there's no Isra of Chadash. Not everyone agrees with the Bach, but many B'nai Torah are Mekel. I have to be a Mekel like the Bach. But let's say assume we don't home like the Bach. The Rama says, can I eat this bread sandwich, this corned beef? You know what the Rama says? I want you to get this out. It's fake faker. It's mutter. Why? Maybe this was made from wheat 5 years ago. And even if it was made from wheat this year, maybe it took root before the what? 16th of Nisan, when they're makir of the Omer, or when that day has to be completed nowadays. That's a fake faker. Therefore, I can eat the sandwich, delicious. Wash, enjoy. Ketchup, mustard, the whole deal. You follow me?
Isn't that the same suffix?
Who asked that kasha? Rabbi Kiveger, the name of the Mutzal Mayesh. He asked that kasha on the Rama in Hilchos Chadash. Shemon is Chadu. It was from many years ago. It's old. Yashin is Mutter. If it's from this year, but if it took root before, that's going to make it old again. You know what I'm saying? It's all the same suffix. So that's why the Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Rama. But I want you to get that example down. Now, how would you answer the Rama? As long as I can find some nafkamina between the two sveikas, that's enough. So you know what the Rosh Hashulchan says? What barley, which year does the barley have to come from for the Korban Omer? Reishis Kitzircha. So there's a difference between this year and the other years. So therefore what? As long as I come up with some nafkamina, even though we don't have the nafkamina bizman hazeh, that legitimatizes the sveika. You follow me? No. That's what the Rosh Hashulchan writes.
You mean...
What was the svek? What was the sub? Maybe it was made 5 years ago. Even if it's from this year, maybe it took root before. But this year is different than 5 years ago. Because the barley for the Korban Omer has to come from this year's growth.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as I come up with some slight nafkamina, that legitimizes the svek zeka. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. You know what the Rav Zatzal said? He said a different teretz. I want you to get this. You know what the Rav said? Listen to this. He said, if it's detached wheat or barley, it's really awesome if it's from this year. The Korban Omer that's offered comes and matters it. There was an Isser of ham, right? That's what it's like. The Isser of Kaddish is like an Isser of ham, and the Korban matters the Isser. That's by detached wheat. What happens if you hold what? What happens if you hold it still attached and it took root? How does the lumdus work? What's the mechanics the Rav said? That the Korban Omer doesn't let the Isser of Kaddish get off the ground. That's different, the Rav said. That's another way you can legitimize the Sfeik Zeker. Isn't that sharp? That's what the Rav Zatzal said. If it's Talish Yehuda, the Isser was imbued on the object, the Korban Amater comes from, Korban Omer comes from Lefil and matters it, releases the Isser. But if it's still in the ground and it took root, how do you formulate the Heter? What's the mechanics? That the Isser Kaddish never got off the ground. No pun on words, it's still in the ground. You follow what I'm saying? But that's considered to be what? That's considered to be different. See, the Aruch HaShulchan came up with a practical nafkamina. The Rav came up with conceptual difference. Is that beautiful, no? And that legitimatizes the fake sake of the Ramah. So the Taz asked here on the Machaber, how do you not trust the guy? It's usher. Then it's 8 days. You can't trust the guy. It's a fake sake. It's not a fake sake. Shame on his chadu. That's not a legitimate fake sake. Okay? We got this whole shtickle? Back to Tysus. Go ahead, Rafi. Let's finish up the Tysus. Okay, go ahead. So he asked, the whole Mahalakha Taisus, what? Everyone loves Rove. We're not close to Muta. What are you talking about? God forbid this baby dies. We're cautious that it was a Naphil, didn't make 30. If the animal dies, it didn't make 8 days. We're cautious, what? That it was a Naphil. Yeah, real quick, Jake.
I just don't get how these Sekos are different enough. Like, you could say with the case of the of them being Asur, like, is she Asur or not? Did she say that someone's a maker Asur or not?
What's wrong?
Just one Sefik, no?
No, it's not. You have to analyze.
It's also different in the case here. Like
it's not really, because they're all determining factors whether this Uber was viable or not.
And it's also
No, no, no. Viable is a mitzias. This is halachic. Is this woman mutter to her husband or not? Well, I'm a posek. I need to what? I have to configure different things. When was she mizana? How was she mizana? You understand what I'm saying? To decide a halacha. This is a question of mitzias. Is this nafel viable or not? So I say, is it full term? Is it not full term? Even if it's not full term, maybe it what? Maybe it's 8 days already. It shows its viability. It's all to show the mitzias is viable. You understand what I'm saying? That's the difference. It's not though. This is a halachic. I want you to understand the difference. This is a halachic child is the woman mutter to her husband. So I need to configure when she was mizana and how she was mizana. Was she raped or not? And when she did it and how she did it to determine whether she's mutter or aser. This is a shaila whether viability or not. So it's all the same issue. If it was full term, that shows viability. If it wasn't full term, the only way I can show viability is what? Is if it lived 8 days. Okay? I hear what you're bothered about, but that's the answer. Okay? It is different. Okay? Because you're just trying to answer a factual question whether it was viable or not. But it's a sharp kasha you're asking. But that's the difference, okay? So our whole Mahalakha Taisis is that what? We love Rav, we're not Chosh Lemiud, and then we turn around, we got this Gemara, right? Let's read it again from there. Go ahead. Adam or Rishim Gamliel, Chosh Shah. Yeah, even if you know it's totally healthy, and it fell off the roof, God forbid, or a lion ate it, go ahead. Perik Rabbi Leizer de Mila. Awesome, Asrin awesome, period. Exactly, we're ignoring the Rove. Rove babies aren't nafel. Rove animals aren't nafels. And now you're all of a sudden going with the mute? What's going on here? That's Tosh Kash on himself. So what's his answer? Go ahead. Beautiful. Shalom Yomru. Excellent. So what does this mean? It's a special halacha. What's a special halacha? Special halacha is the following. This woman, Rachman Alatsan, her husband died. She had one child. So she doesn't have to do Yom Chalitza. But that child didn't make it to day 30. That child died at day 15. Now we have to ask ourselves, does she need Yibum Chalitza? So we're not going to let her do Yibum, because maybe the child was what? Was viable. Right? So if they have Eish Asach, that's terrible. If you do Yibum when you're not supposed to do Yibum. On the other hand, we're not going to let her walk free and marry anyone she wants without giving her a what? A Chalitza. And the reason for that being is that there's going to be laws. What's the laws? Laws means rumor. You know what people are going to say? Even when the lion was eaten, people are going to say, if you don't do chalitza, they're going to say that baby wasn't really eaten by a lion. It must have had a condition. What's the condition? Pihak. What's pihak? Pihak is like it hiccuped or it sneezed. It had, let's say, a breathing condition. And it was very fragile from the very outset of its inception of its birth. And therefore, they're going to say, that's the reason why it died. And if you let her walk without a chalitza, people are going to say that what? That a child who had a condition, who died, she needs a chalitza maker. And then in that case, you're going to say, oh, if you let this one walk, they're going to let everyone walk without a chalitza. So what must you do? That's the laws that's going to happen. People are going to say a laws that even a baby that was eaten by a lion really had a condition and really was never viable. And therefore what? That's why they let her walk without a chalitza. That's the laws. A rumor is going to be something that's a false rumor. And what's the kilkel? The kilkel is going to lead to us a case that even when what? Another woman's going to say, oh, even when the baby had this condition, you can walk without a what? You can walk without a chalitza, which is not true. So to safeguard that whole situation, we say even when the lion eats the baby or falls off the roof, you need chalitza all the time. So it's not that we're choshish lemiyut. Chas v'shalom. It's just a din derabanan is a chumrah that we're afraid things are going to get out of hand. That's what it means. You read it very beautifully. Hasam mishum, you stopped at the right place. When it said, v'chein tok shmona yomim b'behema, kamel nasum kavaz, avagin rubin enefim, v'chein asum tok shmona b'behema, asurin asum, v'lozin basarubo. So the answer is Hassam. You're at a pluvi. It's Hassam. Read again from Hassam. Hassam mishum what? Lo yavo.
Hassam mishum de lo yavo l'akal be'erav. It's ruchuha chalitza v'meis parach shoshim v'le rotu l'smach aharav l'atiru l'atiruk v'lo chalitza.
We're not going to be so confident and say, oh, it was viable, and rov are not nefeim, let her walk without a chalitza. Go ahead, Shalom. And they'll start saying that a baby that had a condition that never was viable, and for sure you should require a chalitza, they'll let her walk without a chalitza. So the whole thing will go up in smoke, right? So we ask her, even in a case when a lion ate her, fell off the roof, and of course that'll ensure that piyukum meis will require a chalitza as well. Now, will that woman be able to marry a kohen? Never. You know, a chalitza can never marry a kohen. But what can we do? So at least she can marry Yisrael or a Levi. But this is a chumra midrabbana we imposed. Not only that, what else did we do? We gam what? Beautiful. We also do not allow her to sit shiva for this baby. Because if you sit shiva for the baby, what is it going to convey? It's going to convey that the baby was viable. A baby that was never viable was a nef. You don't sit shiva if it died. So we don't let her sit shiva because of a gzeira, because if they see her sitting shiva, they're going to let her walk without a chalitza. It's very interesting, right?
Wouldn't they just consider she's just grieving because it's still grieving?
Yeah, but it won't be all lachet shiva. We don't call it lachet shiva. Go ahead. Not only that, he says, v'od.
V'od. V'lav hachi yesh laka v'avelos.
Anyway, whenever there's a question in avelos, what do we do?
Yesh lomar.
No, dekaimelan. We always are meiko when it comes to shilas and what? Avelis. One reason for that is Savik de Rabbana Lakula. We paskin like the Rosh and the Ramah. All Avelis bisman is as de Rabbana. See, the Ram and the Rif say the first day of Shiva, if it's on the day of the Misa, is Diraisa. First day of Shiva, after on the day of the Misa, is Diraisa, according to the Rif and the Ramah. We don't accept that. We hold like the Rosh. All Avelis is always de Rabbana. All Avelis is de Rabbana. So if all of this is Rabbana, Savi Rabbana will go Lakulu. So what is Halakha Divya Meiko bringing to the table more than what? More than Savi Rabbana Lakulu. Isn't that a manifestation of Savi Rabbana Lakulu? If Avelis is all Rabbana and we're Meiko because of that, right? Isn't it a manifestation of Savi Rabbana Lakulu? So I'll give you two answers to that. Number one, Halakha Divya Meiko doesn't always mean it's a Suffolk. Let's say you have two sheep that's arguing Avelis. What do? You follow the more lenient one. That doesn't mean there's a Suffolk. Whenever there's a machlokes, it doesn't mean it's a safek, right? You know what I'm saying? The directive is you follow the lenient sheet in avelus. Done. Number one. Number two, maybe you could hold halakha to make even if it's tar to the sasre. What do I mean by tar to the sasre? When it's a double contradiction, an internal contradiction. Let's say if someone dies cholomoid. When do you start sitting shiva?
After.
Isruchak. But what, does the last day of Yontif count? Yes. The last day of Yontif counts as the first day of Shiva, but you don't actually physically start sitting till when? Till Ishruchag. So you get your cake and eat it too. That's what it means to start to the Sasra.
But you don't start a new, do you start at 7 or you just...
No. The last day of Yontif counts as 1, then Ishruchag is day 2. But you physically only start sitting as on day 2.
But do you sit a full 7 days?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no doubt. But that's an example of what? Natan Aryeh? Then we say Halakha Divya Meikel, even when it's what? Ari, what do we say it was? Called Tarte? Tarte de Sasre. Even when there's an internal contradiction, we hold Halakha Divya Meikel Bavel. So if I ask you, what does Halakha Divya Meikel bring to the table more than something to run on Kula? Number one, who says it's always in the case of a Suffolk? A Machlokes doesn't always mean a Suffolk. We always side with the sheep that's baking. Yes? Because why? Because all Avelis is the Rabbanan. So it brings it to, even if there's an inter contradiction, we still will be Mekel. Go ahead. So here he says Mekel. Go ahead. The Asru Kamo Kain. Now what does that mean? Now is there a concern of about a Yavama Lashuk by a Behema? The Behema case within 8 days. Tos said a beautiful Sfar, this is the Rabbanah, we're worried about Chalitza, we never let her walk without a Chalitza. Do you have that concern with the Behemoth born? Remember Tos has two kashas, that it's a nafel by a human being, it's also a nafel by a Behemoth. So he took care of what? The human being very well, but there's no issue of Chalitza by Behemoths. You know what I'm saying? So why are you worried about a mute by Behemoths all of a sudden? That's what he's bothered by when he says this. He says what? V'asru kamokin b'behemah, because we go to Behemoth ato adam, dilo ha. Lo kaimaha. What is the law? If he would be goes to the behemoth, then the gzera by Adam wouldn't stand. You understand what I'm saying? You ever heard of the concept ain gozer and gzera l'gzera? We never make a gzera l'gzera. Where's the Gemara? Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I think it's Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. In Shabbos. Machleis Rav and Abai, we hold ain gozer and gzera l'gzera. So what's the problem? Why isn't this a gzera l'gzera? Because the gzera about Adam, about the chalitza, wouldn't stand unless you made a gzera about the what? About the behema. Di loha lo kaimaha. If you didn't have the gzera of the behema, then the gzera by Adam people would not respect. So that's not a breach of gzera l'gzera. You follow me? Gzera l'gzera means that each gzera should be independent on its own. But this one couldn't be independent. It needs the support of what? Of the behema. So we call that kula chada gzera. It's all one gzera. Kula chada gzera. We view that as all one gzera. And that's why we asked the behemoth as well. It's not called a gzera gzera. Because the time they made a gzera in the chalitza, it goes on the behemoth. Because we know if you didn't make the gzera on the behemoth, Natan, people would be negligent about who? About the human being. And they let her walk without a what? They let her walk, halach l'maisen. They let her walk without a chalitza. So we mean to make this gzera, and therefore we say what? We are choshish for what? We are choshish for the mute. And therefore, l'maisen, we have to do something. If it was a nafel, that means she had never really had children. So you can't let her walk. You got to do something. You can't let her do yibum, because maybe she shouldn't do yibum. So we have to do chalitza. That's why it's a gzeira, gzeira.
The aleph, omen aleph Shabbos?
Yes. What daf?
No, I'm looking.
Yud aleph, omen aleph, I think it is. Okay? All right, very good. Oh, we got that? That's the pshat. It's not a problem with gzeira, gzeira. Finish up, v'od. I'm sorry, Inami.
Inami also reima filu b'bari shelo yovod atira b'chole sheyehei korov lepiheik v'meis.
Beautiful. What's the other pshat? We ask for even a healthy behema. Why do we ask for a healthy behema? Because if you allow a healthy behema to be eaten within the what? The 8 days and it wasn't full term, you know what they're going to start doing? They're going to start mattering a behema that what? That was mamash and eifel. They had this health condition. This breathing condition. Piakomes. And they're going to say, oh, that behemoth is also good. So we asser everything. We asser all full-term behemoths before 48 days. Healthy one? Because if you don't ask the healthy one, they're going to allow even one? The one who had a breathing condition that's a real navel, they would even eat that. Shechta. So we have to make it across the board, isser. You got me? So at the end of the day, what is Tosa Shita? We go basser what? Rove. We are not kosher the mute. Aye, these exceptions rule those gzeiras. The case of the nafel by the behema, by the human being, and by the behema. They're all gzeiras. It's not like we're kosher the mute. Okay?
I found it.
Yes, go ahead.
It's Yud Aleph. It's a second line on Yud Aleph on base.
Okay, Yud Aleph on base. Thank
second
you.
Line.
Half a lap. Half a lap, because I'm it off, right? Yud Aleph on base. Says what? Rav and Abai, no? It's a rhetorical. Gzera? We can't do a gzera. Rav says, we're not mukim gzera. It ain't goes in gzera. Okay, very good. You got this? Okay. There's a few other nakudas we have to do, but we'll do that at the beginning tomorrow. I want to finish up with Alokha. Okay? Want to finish up with Allah. Lamaisa, let's pick up where we had Lamaisa. This notion about halakha comes up, different shilas that come up, about Kiddush I want to discuss. Okay? Now, you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush at all, halakha Lamaisa. Abdullah, you're allowed to have a what?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm from ITH. What time did you guys finish?
We'll be done in 7 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. So, before Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Abdullah, Koshal Mayim, you're allowed to have. Okay? That's it. By Abdullah, you're not allowed to eat or drink other stuff until you say Abdullah Alakos. What does Atacharon Tanu allow you to do? Allows you to do Malacha. Yes? In Shmon Esrei. Theoretically, if you say Bruch HaMadol B'Kodesh Chol, that would be enough to do Malacha, even before Meir, but we don't do that. We always say Abdullah in Shmon Esrei. Women who don't have Meir say Bruch HaMadol B'Kodesh Chol before they what? Before they do Malacha. Correct?
If a woman has a minhag to daven ma'ariv,
she could say it in there too. Well said, Yehuda. Correct.
But can she not do ma'ariv motzei Shabbos?
Well, if she has a minhag to ma'ariv, she should daven ma'ariv. Say a tachan and tano in there. Now, I want to be ma'az with something very important. Let me ask you a question. The guy never said Avdallah. Does he have to observe Shabbos till 2 a.m. in the morning? Absolutely not. Shabbos ends, guys. But there's a mitzvah to say Havdalah before you do malacha. You follow what I'm saying? There's a few malacha at 1 a.m. in the morning. You're not going to call Shabbos on a Saturday night. Shabbos is over at 8 p.m., let's say. But you were levatal a mitzvah, according to the Ram D'Araisa, according to Tais the Rabbanon, of not saying Havdalah before you did a malacha. You follow what I'm saying? So no one should make a mistake and say, oh, Shabbos, you didn't say Havdalah. You could say Havdalah till Tuesday, the Gemara says. Allah kos. The Eish, you can only say Saturday night. The Besomim, you can only say Saturday night. But the Bracha on the Kos, you can say till Tuesday. You mean it's Shabbos on Sunday and Monday? Of course not. What it means is that if you did a Malacha before saying Havdalah, you're Mavatal Mitzvah's essay. So you have to be cognizant that the Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei matters you in the Malacha, and the Havdalah on the Kos matters you to eat and drink. Okay? Friday night, we said a Kiddush has got to be Makom Suda. Very important is Makom Suda. You have to eat in the same place where you say the Kiddush. Shabbos morning, the same thing as well. But there is a distinction I want to note to you between Friday night Kiddush and Shabbos lunch. Friday night Kiddush, if you have no wine or grape juice, you can say the Kiddush on bread. I think many German Jews follow the Roma. They actually wash their hands. You ever saw that done? They say Kiddush, and then they go right to Amotzi. Let's say you have no wine. So what you do is you wash your hands. You have no wine and grapes. You wash your hands. And instead of saying Brei Brei Gafen, what are you going to say? Amotzi Lechem L'Aretz, and they say Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. You follow me? Shabbos lunch, though, you cannot say Kiddush on bread. Why? Because it has to be Nikar, the Suda, for Shabbos. A lot of times, you have lunch all the time with bread. If you sit down and say Kiddush, what is the Kiddush that you say on Shabbos morning? Kiddushi Rabba, which is just Brei Pri HaGafen. Okay, I say V'shamu Nisro, I say Zohar before him. That's just a nice thing. You're not Mechuyev. All I'm Mechuyev to do is say Brei Pri HaGafen. Now, if I'm having it on bread, I would say I'm Motzak Menorahs. No one sees that it's for Shabbos. Everyone thinks it's a regular lunch during the week. That's why you can't say Kiddush on bread for lunch, Shabbos lunch. Friday night you can, because I have to say Vayechulu. I have to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos. You follow me? There's all these words I have to say. Shows that it's different. So therefore we will allow bread for Kiddush Friday night, but not for Shabbos lunch. Because Mikra then all I have to say is Brei Brei Gafen for Shabbos lunch. Do you understand the distinction? A lot of people don't know this. Yes, Ariel.
When it comes to making Kiddush, let's say in Shul, do you have to make Kiddush again?
Yes. Yes, you should. It's a good one. Moshe writes in a tshuva. If you're going to eat it at Kiddush at Shul, let's say Shabbos morning, first of all, you should make sure you have a kazayas of mezonos to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda. But when you go home, Moshe says you should say Kiddush again.
What happens if the people you're staying by don't have that?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. But they should be told in a nice way. Maybe you tell them or someone else that it's nice to say the Kiddush again. But you have to make sure at the Kiddush you eat a kazayas, crackers or cake, to make sure you get in the Kiddush Makom Suda, no doubt.
Yours is really good enough?
Very important. You should have a straight up mezonos.
Okay.
Question whether it's barley enough or not.
But so, they don't have that Kiddush.
Then you can eat that, have whatever they have enough of a kazayas, and you could be yotzeh b'dyeved on peiros,
okay.
Fruit or other things that are mitzarif. Okay. Sometimes if you drink enough wine, a revis, that could also fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda. But it's very important. Now, Kiddush and Shul was only a minig. We don't say Kiddush and Shul or Havdalah. The Rambam says it was a minig. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the minig. In our Shul, we don't say Kiddush or Havdalah. But the Rambam had a minig that in the times of the Gemara, the Anim used to eat in Shul. They used to say Kiddush and Shul, so that minig continued. Now, the Rambam is a famous sheet that you never say a brach on a minig. You know that, Rambam? In the Sfardim, don't say halal, don't say a brach on halal and Rosh Chodesh. Halal and Rosh Chodesh is a minig. You don't say a brach on a minig. So how come the Rambam say you keep the minig going of Kiddush and Shul? Isn't that a steer in the Rambam? What's the answer? You're not allowed to say a brach on a minig, but if the minig is a bracha, like Kiddush, then you do it. You understand the distinction? The minig is a bracha. So, yeah, go ahead, Ari. And then we'll close with the din.
Before, let's say that Friday night, before I leave it, they make Kiddush. Does that person that makes Kiddush have to make a bracha Corona?
If you drink enough, that's why you usually only drink a little bit.
Okay.
No,
you,
yes.
Don't you,
if they drink a lot, then you need
it. To a kid. No?
Yeah, you give it to a kid to get out of that. But if he drinks it just a little bit. Now listen to this. We'll close with this. Havdalah. A woman is mechuyavin Havdalah. However, it's better she should hear it from a man. She can't hear a man, she can say it herself. But if a man already said his own Havdalah, he cannot say Havdalah again for the woman. Because on the tzad that a woman is pater, he's doing a bracha l'Havdalah. Did you hear what I just said? A man can definitely say Havdalah. Like for my mother-in-law, we say it over the phone when we do our own Havdalah. She doesn't want to say it herself. That's a question whether you answer through the phone. Many people can say or not. I'm relying on a sheet of Yosef Engel that says you can be Yosef through the phone. Because she's not going to, she won't be able to say it herself anyway. So we say it every time Havdalah, we call her up and say it over the phone. Now, why can't she heard it from a man that already said his own Havdalah? Because once he's Yotze, he's done. Why can't you say it again? You can always be Motze, someone doesn't know how to do it, because there's a possibility women are puppets, a big machlokes with women are mechuyavin Havdalah. So a woman has to hear it from a man that the man is saying for his first time for himself. He cannot say Havdalah again for a woman, because there's a possibility it might be a bracha l'Havdalah. Okay, we'll stop there, guys. Have a wonderful day. I'm proud of you guys. Continue. Tomorrow we'll do a few nekudas that we gotta go by. Okay?
If there's a man,
all right, very good.